everything again is so tight with the time, so it's better to spend a few minutes now to make hachanas for the Yismach Moshe Shchus Hilayim. Of course, it's to say such a thing to make hachanas, it's almost ridiculous. We're talking about Tzadik Yisod Olam. We're talking about a Ga'ayin Olam.
Chua?
5 minutes, yeah.
What,
Chua? Yes,
Diesel.
Okay. 100 liter.
Okay, hold one second, please. Sorry. Careful. He's got the wire here. Hold on. We're just getting some gas over here. Hold on a second.
Safe.
Safe.
What timing? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm just one of the Goyne Hadoris and Sadiqi Hadoris. And the whole world of Sigurd and Satma, thousands and thousands of Tyre precious and Eilach Yidin and Tamil Chacham and Tzadikim and Kedoshim, Yitav Lev, Kedoshis Yonta, the Satan Rav, Shushil, and all the Tzadikim. So, just a little bit, a Tipa Min Hayam, a little bit we should know that we're going to the Tzion of a person who said about himself when he reached his 80th birthday, which was very unusual at that time. He reached his 80th birthday, he said, and Shmoinim Shana Anoichi Hayom. Today I'm 80 years old. V'uchel espar b'midoso shel Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalom. And I could pride myself on the midah of Yaakov Avinu, shloi pagamti me'olam b'midas tzadig yisod olam. And Yismach Moshe said that in my entire life, I was never pie game in the midah of Yaakov Avinu, which means Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef, which Chazal say about Yaakov Leiroa Ker Miriamov, that he never ever was poigim, he said about himself in his entire life. So we're coming to this scene of the Yismach Moshe also by way of our hachanis to return to Yosef HaTzadik Mishashem on Erev Shabbos, or late Thursday night, the Erev Shabbos, to go to Yosef HaTzadik. I'll tell you an interesting story about the Tzion that we're going to, an interesting story that actually my son-in-law, Yisrael Simcha Simchi, and I, we were at Amalama Malka for the Cheder, for Lev Yitzhak for the Cheder, and Rabbi Sitnik, the Menahel of the Cheder, said an interesting story about the Tzion. And at the time, afterwards when I came home, I wrote it down just to remember. It's interesting about where we're going to now. There's a Choshev Rav in Flatbush by the name of Reb Shimshon Scherer. I'm sure everybody heard of his father. It was one of the biggest Laskanim, Reb Moshe Scherer. So Reb Scherer went on a trip with some of the Chevra to the Yismach Moshe, like we're going now. And one of the guys that was there on the trip was in by the Tzion, and all of a sudden he was very, very sick. He didn't feel well, and he started to shake, and he got very sick. He went outside, and he felt a little bit better, and then he went to try to go back into the Yismach Moshe, and he was shaking and trembling and feverish and so on. This happened 3 times, until finally the Chevra there was very, very nervous, and they took him to for some examination. They had a doctor. They found some place to take him for an examination. And he was fine, but the whole thing was very strange. Anyway, when he came home, he went to his father to speak to his father about the trip. The father was a survivor. And he spoke to his father about the trip. And he told him that when I was by the Yismach Moshe, when I was an eel in a well by the Yismach Moshe, this is what happened to me. I got so scared, I started shaking and trembling when I was there, that I had to leave, and this happened 3 times, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And his father told him, I know exactly what you felt over there. I'm going to tell you what happened. So the father said that at the time of the Milchama, I had to hide. I was hiding in the shtetl with a good friend of mine. And from our hiding place, we heard all kinds of screaming, crazy things, and shooting, and so on. And my friend and I waited until it was quiet. And we went out, we crawled out from where we had this place that we were hiding. And it was we saw that it was mamash shechita, that everybody was killed and all over the streets, and people were dead and dying, and others were taken away. And we knew that we had to get out of our hometown. We had to run away. Now, before we began our escape from the shtetl, and we were passing the shul, and we just ran in for 1 second to see what was going on, if the Germans, Yimach Shemam, if they left the shul alone, what happened in the shul. And we went into the shul. It was very dangerous, obviously, and they saw that the shul was destroyed, mamish destroyed. And there were two Sifrei Torah. There were two Sifrei Torah that were lying open on the ground. Two Sifrei Torah that were lying open on the ground. So my friend and I decided with Mesiras Nefesh, we took these two Sifrei Torah, and we decided that no matter what, we'll try to find them a place, somewhere, some place to go to a Yiddish cemetery, to try to bury these two Sifrei Torah that were violated by the Nazis. And he said to his son that my friend and I were running around in different forests and schlepping and going for a few days until we finally came in the middle of the night to some tiny, we came to some village in the middle of the night. We didn't know where we were. And we saw there was a Jewish cemetery. There was a Beis HaChai. And we figured that the only place that might be safe to hide was in the Beis HaChaim. So we went into we were excited because since it was a Jewish cemetery, we, with our own hands, he said, we were digging and digging and digging. We just found a place that we started digging with our hands. And we put the two Sifrei Torah, we buried, and we decided, we just had nowhere to go at that point. We needed to get out of there and to find a place to lie down for a few hours, to run away, to lie down. So we found somewhere in the cemetery that looked like it was more hidden, and we spent some time there. We rested, and then we went back to the place just to check before we left, the place that we were digging. It turns out that we were in the town of Iel, where we're going to right now, and the place where we buried these two Sifrei Torah were right next to the Yismach Moshe. We buried them right next to the Yismach Moshe. So the father now said to his son, so you should know that the place that you were standing next to the Tzion of the Yismach Moshe, that place that you were standing, you should know that there were two Sifrei Torah that were buried there by your father and his friend with Mesiras Nefesh. And it must be that you felt over there some kind of a reshem, something over the years, that you felt of our trembling and of our tefillahs and our crying when we were in that place right next to the Yismach Moshe. So where we're going now, somewhere underneath, right next to the Yismach Moshe, these two Sifrei Torah, they were rescued from the Nazis. Just an interesting thing that Simchi and I heard by the Malava Malka. So now, let me just tell you a little bit. Again, I'm not going to the history. I think in the back of the Kuntres you have a little bit about the life of the Yismach Moshe. I'll just tell you a few things. The whole inyan of the Yismach Moshe, just like we came now from Beizigel Kalever, and that Beizigel Kalever's Mitzias was Nagina, was music, was song, and learning and Torah. The inyan of the Yismach Moshe was Geula, was redemption. It's the whole inyan of the Yismach Moshe. Any of you have ever been to Satmar by Hoshana Rabbah, which I was zoicha that my father took me a number of years, we went to Hoshana Rabbah to be by the hakafis of the Satmar Rabbi Shusi Yerolenu. And by Hashanah Rabbah, by the Yitzhavra, the tefillahs, the tzaakas are unbelievable. They take all day. We would have to leave while the Hashanahs was still going on in order that we would be able to get back to Queens to just take a shower and go to shul for Shmini Atzeres. That's how late it was going in the afternoon, to have kafis by Hashanah Rabbah. And there's a Messiah like that that comes to the Yismach Moshe. And it's brought down that by the Akafis, the Yismach Moshe said, Rebbeinu Shloilam, he said, no, Yagia Keitz Shuascha. The Halavai, Halavai should already be the, should be a Yeshua for you. Should be the Keitz HaYeshua. Ba'al Tachshayv Kanichay Sheish Gam L'Tayrasi. Yismach Moshe said, you shouldn't think, Rebbeinu Shloilam, it's because I want that it should be good for me, that I should be able to be present to see the Geula. Hello, ani maskim shlo yiyeh lenefesh ruach and neshama shli chas v'sholom shum p'dus v'geula. Yismach Moshe said that I am maskim, that there should not be for my nefesh ruach neshama, there should not be, even if there be chas v'sholom, no geula at all. Adi Rabbi said, l'kafa kela v'kol ha'inuyim shaba'ilam ani mucha. To be thrown into the kafa kela, to suffer terrible suffering after my death, and never ever to be able to come to Olam Haba, ani muchan, kim shlo yiyeh chas v'sholom tzar la'ashchina. Just that there shouldn't be any tzar, any continuing tzar for the Shechina. And all of his life, that's all the Yismach Moshe was crying about, that there should be a geula. There's a famous story that I told in shul once, that in the house of the Yismach Moshe, they were worried because his son and the family that was supposed to be coming for Pesach, and it was getting very late, and they still hadn't arrived. And the family was waiting and waiting, this Yismach Moshe was waiting, and finally it was so late, this Yismach Moshe said he has to go to the mikveh to get ready for Yontif. It was almost Pesach, and the son and the rest of the family, the daughter-in-law and the children didn't come. So the Yismach Moshe went to the mikveh, and while he was in the mikveh, there was somebody that was calling from outside the mikveh, he's here, he's here. And the Yismach Moshe just grabbed a towel and started running out from the mikveh, and people couldn't believe the Yismach Moshe running with a towel wrapped around him, and everybody's screaming, Rabbi, Rabbi, and he said, he's here, did you? He's here. And he ran to his house, nobody knew what was going on, and it was his son-in-law, and his son, and his daughter-in-law, and the children were there. And somebody came to tell the Rabbi in the mikveh, just screamed into the window, he's here. But when the Rabbi heard that he's here, he was certain that it was Mashiach that was here. When he heard the words, he's here. And then he came and he saw that it was his son and the family. He said, oh, it's just you. I thought it was Mashiach that came. He lived mamish every second in that. Is the Tavlei from the Sigata, his grandson said, that he heard once from the Zayda, he heard once from the Yismach Moshe these words. He said, I mean, obviously in the Yiddish, but in the Sefer it says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachem al Amcha Yisrael, Harachmonus, Ushlach Lahem, and send them HaGoyel Tzedek Mashiach. I'm not thinking about myself at all. Can you mekabel alai shalai era? Or you say klal, I'm mekabel never to see Mashiach at all. V'kaidim v'yasai yisrafu oisi. Here he said, before Mashiach comes, I'm mekabel that I should be completely set on fire and burned and killed. V'yafazru es ha'efer megufi al shiva yamim. They could take my ashes and throw it over the seven oceans. V'ikar actually yava. The Iker is just that he should come. And the Satan Rav said about that this is what we see, the Maimer of the Amor in Sanhedrin Sadechesim at Beit, where he said, Yei Sivu L'Achmine, let Mashiach come, but I don't want to see him. And he said, even if I'm not there to see him, the Iker is that Mashiach should come. Even if I'm not there to see him, the Iker is that Mashiach should come. Now, as I said before, the Yismach Moshe was a going to Olam. Not only was it a huge going and learning that the Chassam Sofer had back and forth with the Mishak Tavataya and learning, and he sent his son, the Chassam Sofer, on the way to the Chasna to go get a bracha from Yismach Moshe. In addition to his goingness, he had a tremendous amount of giluyim, all kinds of like Ruach HaKodesh and giluyim, and there were kameis that he would give out. And there are many, many stories about that. Again, we don't have time to go into the stories. He was first Rav in Shineveh, which many of you heard of. That's where the Divri Cheskel was, the son of the sons of Rav. And then and he took over the position after the Rebbe of Shmelke was Rav in Shinneve. And then he, in Tavkuf Sama Gimel, he went over to Eir, where we're going now. And he was 33 years, he was the Rav over there. Chatzi Yomav, in the middle of his life, he was Miskarav to Chassidus through the Chazir of Lublin. Now, how was he Miskarav to Chassidus? If you have the Kuntres in front of you, or even if you don't, you could listen. And there, on page 30, you have the story of how he was Miskarav to Chassidus. It's a fascinating story. I was going to go through the whole piece in the Yama Chachma from Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern. There's a new chelik of Yama Chachma that came out a few weeks ago. And there, he has many shtiklach on the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. And the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, one of the dinim there at the beginning in Siman Aleph is that a Yirei Shemayim should live constantly. A Yirei Shemayim should live being doyeg, being worried. If you look inside there, if you have, I don't know if you have, if you have page 30, so right before that, in the middle over there, it's brought also, but it's the din of Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, is that a Yirei Shemayim are made to a doyeg al chur mis hamikdash, that a Yirei Shemayim should live constantly his entire life being worried about and being in pain over the chur mis hamikdash. So the Yismach Moshe tells how he came to Chassidus. If you look on page 30, it says there in the footnote, so we're not going to have time to learn over the whole Torah that the that Rabbi Shemaya says, a Mordek Torah on this, how he explains this story of the Yismach Moshe. No, I think we're going to be there in a few minutes. Yeah. I know that Eli is a chassid of Rabbi Shemaya. But Baruch Hashem, he knows how to learn it on and read it on his own.
We'll make reverse kitzadarach.
Yeah. A reverse kitzadarach. Ariches adarach. That all of us know how to do. But, you know, he has a whole explanation because it's a very big stira. We'll talk about it. At any rate, if we have a chance, we'll talk about it. At any rate, if you look on page 30, and at the footnote, Ches, it says, Huva Hamaisa Barucha. B'sefer Yitach Panim Yivzeh L'shan Hashem L'man Daz Kol Amei Eretz Ma'ilis Tzadikim HaKadoshim Hashem Eretz Heima D'chi Oifi Ruach HaKadosh Aleim L'hovin L'haskil Matzpunei Libais B'nei Odom HaTomer B'nei Olam Ein Kol. If you want to know the greatness of Tzadikim and how the Tzadik is able to see all that's hidden in a person's heart, Amarti Toiv Lochuk B'sefer Yitach Panim says that I decided it would be important to transcribe this and put it into writing. As Asher Shamati B'zeh, HaPeirish Mipi Kodshel Shomori Zekeni. That I heard B'feirish from my Zaydi, from the Yismach Moshe, Siperli Ki Be'eis Omer Al Mechkar Lohovin Darche Chassidim. That my grandfather, Yismach Moshe, was a big misnagid, by the way. The first part of his life, Yismach Moshe was a big misnagid. Not only that, I mentioned last week in one of the chaburas that he participated in the desecration of the Nusach Svarid Siddur that was printed. The Siddur of the Chassidim was printed in his hometown of Pshemishl, that it was thrown onto the ground, and the Yismach Moshe was one of those who threw the Nusach Svarid Siddur onto the ground. That's the kind of a misnagid he was. So he's telling how did it happen that he came to be a chassid. He had heard so much about the Chazim Lublin, and he was Dorish V'chayker, like about this, the Indian of Chassidus and the Chazim. Lahavin Darche Chassidim, and Vahuta Beinav, he says, Allah Beliboy Kushya Achas. And he was learning more and more about Chassidus, and it was Huta Beinav, and he saw many things that appealed to him because he was looking for a very big Dveikis to Hashem. And the Ola Beliba Kushya Achas. But he had a big kasha on the Chassidim. Hashem Yidarkin L'smayach Tomid. Because he heard and he had seen that it was the way of the Chassidim to always be Besimcha. They were Besimcha Tomid. They were always Besimcha. Baloi Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch. But how could it be? Because at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch,
the din is roy lechol yirei shemaim sheyem meitzu v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash, that a yirei shemaim should always be worried about, should be worried about and in anguish over the churban beis hamikdash. V'hoyu benosa lekabel pnei rabbi hakodesh, then we went to see the chayzim Lublin, olu b'libor leschanan al Hashem, on the way to the chayzim Lublin, it came into the mind of my grandfather, the Yismach Moshe, leschanan al Hashem, aboichen libois, to beg Hashem, who knows what's in my heart, and he cried out and he said, Ona Hashem, ati adei machshavois, I've oimek levavi, you know what I'm thinking about, kiritzoni l'bli yaksha b'einai dover, heyeno imodi, Bukuma Bezrosia Shebavoya Lat Sadika Kodishahu, Itaros the Kusha Haniskaris. That I'm asking you as a sign that when I come to this Sadik, the Chazim Lublin, that he should answer this kasha that I have. How could it be that the Chassidim are always besimcha when at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a Jew has to always be crying about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and worried about the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Anyway, what happened, not time to read the whole note, but if you look further down, like another 20 lines, towards the end of the line, it says, V'hoike v'ayla tzadik, when he came to the Chayza, take him sholoisai, the Chayza right away asked him, Madua penechim kichushim hayayim, why is it that you seem so sad today? You know, he never met him. The Yismach Moshe walked into the Chayza, and the Chayza said, you seem so sad. Hein emes shekosu b'shulchan aruch. Aye, it's true. It says at the beginning of shulchan aruch, roy l'chol yirei shemaim shei meitzu b'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. It's true that it says at the beginning of shulchan aruch that a Jew should always be worried about and in anguish on the churban beis hamikdash. Al kvar omar achachem sahala b'fanav v'ovel v'avela b'libi. We already have the churban beis hamikdash says that is brought down that a Jew. The chachem said sahala that a person's face should always be showing simcha, to be mesameach of the people, and if there's crying, it should be kept to oneself in one's heart. That's in the Chovis of Lavavis. Hey, taminu lanu, ki anachnu oimim tikkun chatzais bebchiyah vehaspin. The Chovis says to the Yismach Moshe, you should know that when people don't see me, I'm always in a place that's hidden, I'm always crying over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Im kol ze hakol besimcha, but with all of the crying inside of my heart over the Churban, the way that I live is a way of simcha, and I show my simcha to everybody, to be mesameach everybody. Him calls our call besimcha. The kach lamadnu kach limdanu, and that's what we were taught from Rabbeinu Hakadosh, our Rebbe Reb Shmelke. You see how everything comes together. Me Nicholsburg. Al pi moshel amelach, and he says a moshel. I'll tell you outside. There's a moshel of a king, and the king went out hunting. Whatever he went with his ministers and all of the closest people to the king. He went out. In the meantime, there was a terrible, terrible storm. And as a result of that storm, it was thunder and lightning, and it was crazy. So everybody went running, looking for some place to go, to hide somewhere, to run away from the storm. And the king was left by himself. He was left mamish by himself. And he didn't know where he was. He was lost, and it was a very dark forest, and it was terrible raining, and he was getting sick. And he saw a light coming from a certain place. And he went over there, and there was a very poor person who recognized that this was the king. And he took the king and he said, Your Majesty, please come stay by me. And he gave him hot water for a bath, and he served him, even though he was so poor. He gave him a delicious hot meal. And the king was mechabed him very much. And the king, you can read the whole story, the king was mechabed him and took him and made him into a big person there in the Malchus. And all the other people who ran away, they didn't understand who this person was. So the story, the king said, you don't know that when I was in Galus, you all left me. And the only one who took care of me was this poor person in the forest. He took care of me. And he gave me a warm bath and a warm meal. He was the only one. And because of that, I raised him up to the Malchus. Now, this poor man, what was he feeling at that time? On the one hand, he felt how terrible it is that the king is in such a terrible matzav, that the king is so tzibrochen, and the king is lost, and he's in Golus. But on the other hand, what is chi I have? the most unbelievable schus in the world that I have. That this, I never would have had this schus except the king is lost, and the king is in the forest, and he's in Golas. I never would have had this schus to have the king stay by me, and I had this schus mamash to serve him when he's in Golas. So on the one hand, the man said that I was heartbroken to see the king in such a terrible Golas, and a terrible matzav, that nobody took care of the king. On the other hand, I had the greatest simcha in my life that I was able to serve him during that Golas. And because of that, the king gave all of the kavod to this person and raised him up to the highest place in the Malchus. Everybody else left the king. Everybody else abandoned the king. So the Chayza told the Yismach Moshe, do you understand the marshal? The marshal is that of course we're all crying over the Churban. Of course there's nothing that's more terrible than the Golas HaShechina, because that's what the Yismach Moshe's whole life was crying over, the Golas HaShechina. Of course there's nothing more terrible than the Golas of the Shechina. And to feel, the Jew has to feel deep in his heart, the Tsar, the unbelievable anguish that Hashem has in this world that's so broken, and that the Shechina is in a terrible Golas, and that there's such Chil Hashem, and the whole world has left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we're the only ones that have taken him in. We're the only ones that are left that recognize the king. We're the only ones in this Golas that make a warm bath and prepare a warm meal, kivyochel, for the Shechina HaKadosh, that we still serve him, and we keep mitzvahs. So because of that, the Chayza said to the Yismach Moshe, even though in our hearts we feel so broken for the Golas HaShechina, but who could have a greater joy than the Chassidim, that we feel the joy of serving him, davke in this Golas, that we have such a nachas ruach, that we're able to serve him, that we're able to take the king in when no one else in the world cares about the king. We care about him. And therefore, on the one hand, in our hearts we're broken, but every moment of our lives we live b'simcha, because we have... You're pulling this off? It's coming off. It's coming off.
Oh, I didn't realize that, sorry.
But on the other hand, we have the simcha... We have the tremendous simcha of being able to be Avdei Hashem, of Intus Hashem b'simcha, that we have, that davka because in Golas. So this is what the Chayza said to the Yismach Moshe when he came to see him, without the Yismach Moshe saying a word to him. That's what the Chayza said. Now, do any of you know, but Eli, I know you know this, so don't raise your hand. Do any of you know, what was the inyan of the Yismach Moshe that davka, he felt such a pain for the Golas HaShechina? And that he lived every minute with the Churban, and he was always crying for the Gula. Do any of you know? You can call it out. Do you know who the Yismach Moshe was in an earlier lifetime? Somebody gave it away. He was Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Yitav Leif said that the Yismach Moshe said about himself that he had already been to the world three times. He had already been to the world three times. The first time he was one of the Shapsalach, he was one of the sheep of Yaakov Avinu that he had with Lavan. He was one of the sheep of Yaakov Avinu. The second time was in the Dor HaMidbar. And the third time, he says, and the third time was when he was Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The third time was he was Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and that he saw himself, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Yismach Moshe would always say, Ani HaGever, Reisi Oni Ami. Like it says in Pasuk, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Ani HaGever, I myself with my own eyes have seen the destruction of my people. I've seen the destruction of my people. And when the Yismach Moshe said that, he would say, Ani HaGever, because I am Yirmiyahu HaNavi. I was Yirmiyahu HaNavi in an earlier life. So he was filled with the Churban. He lived in Mamish with the Tzara Shechina and with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Akedekach says that Rabbi Isaac al-Kamarna was in Eel, where we're going now, and he was by the Tzion of the Yismach Moshe. So he said, not by the Tzion, I'm sorry, he was by the Tish. The Yismach Moshe was alive. And the Rabbi Isaac al-Kamarna came to the Tish of the Yismach Moshe by Shabbos. And the Yismach Moshe wanted to be mechabed him, to be mechabed Rabbi Isaac al-Kamarna, that he should say some Torah, to say a Dvar Torah. And Rabbi Isaac al-Kamarna said, B'mokim Yirmiyah chulda heichem isnaba. You know that when Yirmiyahu was alive, they were afraid to go to him to ask him for nevi'ahs. They wanted to go to, they went instead to Chulda HaNeviya. Why? My wife knows that. Why did they go to Chulda HaNeviya? What was the Lashon of the Gemara?
Noshim Rachmani,
say it loud. Noshim Rachmani, you say. Because women have Rachmanis. So they didn't want to go to Yirmi HaNavi, because Yirmi HaNavi is a man. And they want to go to Chulda HaNeviya, because Noshim Rachmani, you say. So the women will have, so she's a woman, Chulda HaNeviya. So she'll give a good spin to the Neviyas. She'll have a good reading. She'll be, she's a Rachman, she's a, she has Rachmanis. So she'll say in a good way. So the Rabbi Isaacal Kamana was by the Tish, and Yis Machmaisha asked Rabbi Isaacal, no, can you say some Torah? And Rabbi Isaacal said, like the Gemara says, that Yirmi is alive. Chulda Heichem is Nava. How could it be that when Yirmiyoa is alive, that Chulda is saying Neviyas? The answer to that is Noshim Rachmani is saying that the women have Rachmanis. So Rabbi Isaacal knew the secret that the Yismach Moshe was a Gilgal of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Before he died, the Yismach Moshe said Pliyat Suma. It was a Pliyat Suma by the Tzadikim, that there was Tzadikim that came before me. That the Neshomas went to Gan Eden HaElyon. Why are they not screaming and crying and begging and shaking all the Olamas to bring Mashiach? And then he said, probably it's because those Tzaddikim are taken to Gan Eden HaElyon and they're sitting in the highest Gan Eden and they're having a Tanug HaElyon, the greatest delight from the Ziv HaShechina, being there by the Shechina. And because of that Tanug, they have already forgotten what's going on in this world. You remember by the Rebbe of Shmelke, I mentioned from the Minchas Elazar that he said, Ashrei Ha'am Loim Decha. So the Yismach Moshe said that those earlier tzaddikim before me, they were much greater than me, but they're experiencing a Tanug Elyon in the highest place in Gan Eden, and it could be that they've already forgotten how this world is terrible and how much suffering is going on in this world. And from their perspective, Nidmalam, it seems to them, the Mashiach already has come. So then he was crying, Yismach Moshe, and he said, Yem Yitzu La'asayis Li Kazayis, that my whole life, I meant it when I said that I was prepared to be tortured, to be burned to death, and I gave up my whole Olam Haba just that Mashiach should come. And if they tried to do this deal with me, Yem Yitzu La'asayis Li Kazayis, in other words, to take me to some big place in Gan Eden and to get me busy with all the Tanugim of the Ziv HaShechina, he says, Loi etoish es ami, I will not abandon my people. V'liyatu es isham. And they're not going to be able to trick me in Shemayim the way that they tricked the earlier Tzaddikim. No? So the Satan Rav said that when the Yitav Lev, when his grandfather, the Satmar Rebbe said, when his grandfather became Davin over here in Eel by the Yismach Moshe, by his grandfather, he would come in, he would begin to scream and cry, and he would say, Zaidi, or he would say, Zaidi, dost, he says, Zaidi, dost, you already, Gazokt, you already said, you already promised, that you promised that you were going to bring Mashiach. You were going to memarish all the Olamas. You were going to make a tumult. But Gezocht, you already said, you already promised. So what's with your promise that you made before you died, that you're going to shake up all worlds and you're going to make sure that Mashiach comes? So we're going to go into this very holy place, and each person can say a capital or two, whatever you want, but remember that the inyan of the Yismach Moshe was Geula, was Sar HaShechina. So every one of us should try for a minute, put aside all of our inyanim that we're davening for, and our friends and our family, and to remind the Yismach Moshe that Rabbi, das gesagt, you already said a long time ago, you promised, and you promised that in Shemaim they were not going to fool you. So what's going on? How come it hasn't happened yet? You know, soon after the Yismach Moshe, we're going to go to Reb Shaila. And we're not going to have time to go right now to Reb Herschel Luska. I'll tell you a little bit about Reb Herschel Luska by Reb Shaila. That was his Rebbe. He was the Shamus by Reb Herschel Luska. Herschel Liske, before he died, he said the following. He says, it says in the Haggadah by Nirtza, Adehu Yivne Beisai, right? So we say Adehu, one of the things to be said over there is Adehu, we say Chosidhu. We say that Rebbeinu Shalom, you're a Chosid, you're not a Misnagid Chas V'Chalila, can't be. It must be that the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Chosid. And we say Befeirish, Adehu, and one of the things we say, Yatakifu, and so we say Chosidhu. But Rebbeinu Shalom, we believe that you're a Chosid. But if you're a Chosid, Chsidim say, V'yasmach B'konev Yikar Mashiachai, only the Misnagdim don't say V'yasmach B'konev. But the Chassidim say V'yasmach B'konev Yikar Mashiachai. So Rebbeinu Shalom, we believe that you're a Chosid. So the time has come for you yourself, if you're a Chosid, the Chassidim say in Kaddish, V'yasmach B'konev Yikar Mashiachai. So all of us should daven by the Yismach Moshe, it should be V'yasmach B'konev Yikar Mashiachai, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should already bring the Gula. I'm sure that the Yismach Moshe is crying and is begging for it, and we should all daven for the Mashiach, we should daven for Gula, because if we have Gula, then all the other things that we're davening for are going to be taken care of. So Hashem is Baruch should listen to our tefillahs, and we should be zoichim as Hashem, to be moir rachimim, and to be zoichim to see with our eyes the Gula.